الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يا غلام احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعين بالله أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم once said to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma ya ghulam o my son ihfadillaha yahfadka safeguard the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you security it's a very small sentence but in this small sentence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned an ocean of knowledge. Ihfadillah, safeguard the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And deen is ilm. So safeguard the ilm sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Acquire ilm. Safeguard the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, safeguard the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ilm he has revealed to his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final wahy. Safeguard that deen, safeguard that ilm by acquiring that ilm. Learn as much as possible. اقرا بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الانسان من علق اقرا وربك الاكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الانسان ما لم يعلم. In these initial a few verses revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in the cave of Hira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions ilm after ilm. Iqra, read. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaqal insana min 'alaq. Iqra, read. وربك الاكرم الذي علم, the one who has taught, the one who has given ilm, the one who has passed on ilm bil qalam, through the pen. علم الانسان, the one who taught the human ma lam ya'lam, what he did not know. In these very first a few verses of the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention salat, he does not mention zakah, he does not mention hajj, he does not mention the do's and the don'ts. He mentions ta'lim and ta'allum, because ta'allum, to learn, ta'lim and to teach, is the first step to tabligh. Tabligh is to convey. How can you convey something when you don't have the knowledge of it? Ilm comes before everything. Ilm comes before amal. A person cannot accept iman without having the knowledge of iman. A person cannot perform salat without having the knowledge of salat. A person cannot spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without having the knowledge of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person cannot go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without having the knowledge of going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala in his Sahih al-Bukhari says in Kitab al-Ilm, Babun al-ilm wa qabla al-amal. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala says that ilm comes before amal. Ilm first and then amal. Amal depends on ilm. If you have ilm, you are able to practice. If you do not have ilm, you will not be able to practice. If you have correct and authentic ilm, your amal will be correct in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your ilm is wrong, incorrect, your amal will be incorrect in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ihfazillah, safeguard the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by number one, acquiring ilm through authentic sources. Because if you do not acquire ilm through authentic sources, you have not learnt deen. You have learnt something else. It's not deen. And after learning deen, you continue to safeguard deen. Ihfazillah, learn, safeguard the deen by learning it. And thereafter you continue safeguarding it by practicing it. There are many of us who have learned so many things during our times in Maktab. We practice some of those things, and we have left some of those things aside. What we have continually practiced, we know. And what we have stopped practicing, we have forgotten. So the ilm that we had acquired from our teachers and which we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, had preserved in our hearts and minds, we have lost that ilm. You do not practice it. The muhaddithin used to say, kunna nasta'een. كنا نستعين على حفظ الحديث بالعمل. We used to take the help of amal in order to safeguard the ahadith that we have acquired. So we used to acquire the ahadith and live our lives according to the ahadith, and we would never forget those ahadith. When muhaddith says to his student, Ya bunayya, O my son, إذا أردت أن تحفظ الحديث فعمل به. If it is your desire to preserve the ahadith in your heart that you are learning, then the easiest way is to practice. So we learn, we learn. So by learning ilm, by learning deen, we are preserving ilm and deen, because the teacher who is teaching us may not live for long, and when he leaves, the ilm that is in his heart will leave with him. So the more we learn from him, the more we will be able to preserve ilm for the future generations. It is for this reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Ala falyuballighi shahidul ghaib. The one who is sitting in my company, the one who is here in my gathering, who is learning from me, the one present should pass on what he is learning from me to those who are not present. Why? Because the one who has learned something from me today may pass away tomorrow. So before he passes away, he should pass on the ilm to somebody else, so it is preserved. He should pass on to as many people as possible. And the one who is listening to me may have a weak memory. So as a result of his weak memory, he may be able to preserve the ilm and the deen he is learning from me for a short while only, maybe 1 day, maybe 5 days, maybe 10 days. So he should pass on to somebody else. He should pass on to Zaid, he should pass on to Amr, he should pass on to Bakr, he should pass on to Saeed, he should continually pass on to people. He may come across somebody who has a photographic memory like Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. And he will, by this tabligh, by this conveyance, he will pass it on to somebody who will preserve this ilm for the next 5, 6, 7 decades. Preserve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preserve the ilm that he has revealed to his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through amal and through propagation. We are able to preserve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through ta'lim wa ta'allum and through da'wah and tabligh. Ta'lim wa ta'allum and through passing it on to as many people as possible, as far and wide as possible. Those people who acquire ilm but do not practice, ilm will not remain with them. Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, Hatafal ilm bil amal. Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that ilm calls out to amal. Ilm calls out to amal. Fa'in ajaba. If the amal says labbaik, so I know that performing 5 times salat regularly is fard. This is my ilm. Now ilm calls out amal that come and perform salat 5 times daily. So ilm calls out amal. In ajaba, if the amal says labbaik, alhamdulillah, ilm will remain preserved. Wa illa fartahal. If amal does not say labbay, then that portion of ilm will go away from the heart and the mind of the person who has acquired ilm. Ihfadillah yahfad. Safeguard the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Safeguard the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you security. Security in this world. Security of all types in this world. Security at the time of death. Security in the grave. Security on the day of Qiyamah. Security at the time of reckoning. Security on the pul sirat. And security from the fire of Jahannam by granting you entry into Jannah direct without you having to go in the fire of Jahannam. Security, ihfadillah yahfad. If you safeguard the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will safeguard you. Allah will look after you. And how do we safeguard you? By sitting in the company of the ulama, ulama-i haqqa, by reading the books written by ulama-i haqqa, authentic ulama, reliable ulama, who
belong to the group of ulama-i haqqa, and those whose chain reaches Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam through authentic sources. Acquire ilm from them. And after acquiring ilm from them, practice and propagate, practice and propagate, practice and propagate. This way, you will become the guardian of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the guardian of the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the level of your effort. According to the level of your effort. A layman who is not an alim may not be able to reach that status of being the guardian of the ilm and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that an alim would be able to reach. But each person will be able to reach a certain status of being the guardian of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once a person becomes the guardian of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَحْبَدْكَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save guardian. And Allah will safeguard you to such an extent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further said, عِفَدِ اللَّهَ تَجِدُهُ تِجَاهَةً. Safeguard the deen and the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will always find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. You will always find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. He will protect you, He will guide you. You will have nothing to worry about. If you safeguard the deen, if you safeguard the ilm, by acquiring ilm, by practicing ilm and propagating ilm. This is the first advice that Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma was given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma was the cousin of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And not only a cousin, a very beloved student of his. There was an age gap between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu of 50 years. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam passed away, Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu was only 13. He was only 13. So Nabi said, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was like a child. So he was his cousin, he was his eminent companion, and he was a very close student of his. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instilled in his heart the greed for ilm. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned a list of 6 sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, who have been categorized as muqsirin fil hadith. The sahaba, the group of sahaba, 6, who have transmitted the most ahadith to the ummah. From among them was Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, who was only 13 when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. He was greedy for ilm. He was eager for ilm. So much so that his aunt was married to, his maternal aunt was married to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So he, from this aspect, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also his uncle. And he used to take benefit from this relationship. Whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to sleep at his aunt's house, Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu would try to spend the night in the house of his aunt. So he is able to benefit from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he would remain the whole night away. He was only 13 when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. So he was 12 and a half, 11, but he had so much greed for ilm that whenever he knew that tonight
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to spend the night at my aunt's, he would go and say to his aunt that I will also spend the night here. And he would observe the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would try to memorize the practices and the sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he has conveyed many of those teachings to the Ummah. And when somebody is so close, somebody is so beloved, then imagine the advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would impart to him. So one very important advice was, Ihfazillah, safeguard the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, safeguard the ilm revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. Acquire that ilm and safeguard it by practicing that ilm and propagating that ilm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after you. The whole deen. Safeguard the whole deen. Not that when we come into the masjid we are Muslims and outside we are not Muslims. Mu'min is the believer and Muslim is the one who has submitted his will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he carries out all the do's and he abstains from all the don'ts. He follows the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he is in the masjid, he is a Muslim. But when he is walking outside in the street, he is unable to safeguard his gaze. So he is not a Muslim at that time. Learn the whole deen. Learn the whole deen that is associated to your life. All the halal, all the haram, all the permissible, all the impermissible, all the do's, all the don'ts. And practice and propagate, practice and propagate, practice and propagate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard you. Allah will grant you security in this world, security at the time of death, security in the hereafter. Number two, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Whenever you need to ask for something from anyone, whenever you need something and you want to ask from someone, ask only from Allah. You need food? Ask from Allah. You need money? Ask from Allah. You are ill and sick? Ask for shifa from Allah and then go to the doctors. And after the doctor has prescribed medicine for you, ask Allah first and then take medicine. And while taking medicine, continually ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam says, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينِ. When I become sick, it is only Allah who grants me shifa. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma adhibil bas. Oh Allah, remove the sickness. Allahumma adhibil bas. Oh Allah, remove the sickness. Rabban nas. Oh the Lord, oh the Rabb of all the humans. You control everything. Ishfi. Grant shifa. Anta shafi. You are the only one who grants shifa. La shifa illa an. Look at the emphasis. La shifa illa an. Shifa comes only from you. Shifa la yughadiru saqama. Oh Allah, grant me that shifa which leaves no side effects. Allahumma mudhib al-bas, rabban nas, ishfi anta shafi, la shafiya illa an, shifan la yugadiru satama. You need anything, turn to Allah. You are in anxiety, turn to Allah. Wadhanun, idhaba mughadiban, fadhanna allan naqdir alihi fanada. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam experienced anxiety in three darknesses. He was enveloped in three darknesses. The darkness of the night, the darkness of the water of the ocean, and the darkness of the fish. In these three darknesses, imagine the anxiety, imagine the fear. But he knew that he had with him
the all powerful and the most powerful creator. So he said, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin.
Allah says, Fastajabna lahu. Fastajabna lahu. When he called us, we said, Labbaik. We accepted his prayer. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ.
And we relieved him from the anxiety he was in. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
And this is our culture, this is our principle, this is our way, this is our habit. Allah says that whenever a believer in me turns to me and asks from me, I always relieve him from the problem that he is facing.
Turn to Allah always. In the darkness of the night, speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shed your tears in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is fully aware of the grief you are experiencing. Talk to him. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذَ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ.
أيوب عليه الصلاة والسلام, when he was experiencing grief as a result of his illness, what did he do? He turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We accepted his prayer.
وَذَنُّمْ إِذَّابَ مُغَالِبًا فَذَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلِيهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّرُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَّا إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Yunus alayhi salam, when he experienced grief, pain, he turned to us and he told us, what did we do?
فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ.
Allah says that we accepted his prayer.
وَذَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ.
At the age of 120, Zakariya is saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, don't leave me without an inheritor. Grant me a child. You are able to do anything. Even at this age, you can grant me a child.
Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَا.
We accepted his prayer and we granted him Yahya.
إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ.
O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when my servants ask you regarding me, where is Allah? Where is Allah? Where is Allah? I want to talk to Allah. I want to call Allah. I want to put my application in the court of Allah. Where is Allah? So my messenger, when people ask you, where is Allah? Say to them, إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I am near.
وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ.
Tell them that I am more nearer to them than the jugular veins.
إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. When you ask, ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Because when you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes happy. When you ask from the members of the creation, they become unhappy. When you don't ask from them, they become happy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opposite. If you ask from him, he becomes happy. And if you don't ask from him, he becomes unhappy.
مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَجْزَبْ عَلِيهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you do not ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes unhappy.
And ask him not according to your status. Always ask him according to his status.
When presenting your case to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not feel inferior. I am sinful. I don't even perform salat. I don't do this. I don't do this. I have not turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the past 20 years, 30 years, and here I am in need. So I'm turning to him. So I should only ask him for something small.
No.
When you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't look at your status, look at the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Rahman, He is Rahim. He is Rauf, He is Ghaffar, He is Ghafir.
إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. When you ask, ask from Allah only.
وَإِذَا اسْتَعَلْتَ فَاسْتَعِينَ بِاللَّهِ.
And when you seek help from Allah only.
إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ.
Only you do we worship and only you do we seek help from. اذا سالت فاسال الله واذا استعنت فاستعن بالله.
Ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Anas radiyallahu anhu that, oh Anas, even if the strap of your slippers break, the strap of your slippers, even if the if a strap of your slippers break, then before going to the cobblers, ask Allah and then go to the cobblers.
Ask Allah first, oh Allah, I need my strap to be mended and I am going out of my home looking for a cobbler, assist me, help me. Ya ibadi, in a hadith of Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh my servants, kullukum dhalun illa man hadaytuhu. All of you are on the wrong path. All of you are on the wrong path except for that person whom I guide. Without my guidance, you cannot walk the straight path. It is for this reason we have been instructed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every rakat and say, Ihdina sirat al mustaqeem. Oh Allah, guide us on the straight path. Guide us on the straight path. Guide us on the straight path. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla, a person is not able to carry out the do's. Wa la quwwata, a person is not able to abstain from the don'ts. Illa billah, except through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can only walk the straight path with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the barakah of His name, with the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hamidani Abdi, all praises be to Allah, who is the Lord of all the worlds. In Salat, it is permissible for the Imam and for the Muqtadis also to recite in this manner, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. But the ulama have stipulated that it is more better to pause after each verse, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Because when the servant says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hamidani Abdi, my servant has praised me. Allah becomes so happy, he says, Hamidani Abdi. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, all merciful, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Allah says, Asma Alayya Abdi. Again, my servant has done fana of me, he has praised me again. When he says, Maliki Yawm al-Din, the owner of the Day of Judgment, the possessor of the Day of Judgment, the king of the Day of Judgment, Allah says, Majjadani Abdi, my servant has revered me. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, nothing but praises of Allah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, nothing but praises of Allah. Malik Yawm al-Din, nothing but praises of Allah. Thereafter the servant says, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een, only you do we worship, and only from you do we seek help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says, my servant has divided this verse into two parts. The first verse was for me only, second was for me only, third was for me only. This fourth verse he has divided into two parts, half for him and half for me. Because when he said, Iyyaka na'budu, only you do I worship, that is for me. But when he says, only you do I seek help from, that is for himself. He desires to ask from me something. So after praising me, he has come to the objective, oh Allah, I want something from you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِعَبْدِ مَا سَأَلَ. This is the riwayah of Muslim Sharif. وَلِعَبْدِ مَا سَأَلَ.
and for my servant is whatever he asks for. So at this juncture in Salat, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, whatever a servant asks for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would definitely grant it. And it is for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave it to us. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left it to us, we would have asked for paltry things, insignificant items. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us and compelled us to, in every rakat, ask for one thing only. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide me onto the straight path. Mufti Muhammad Sharif Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi said that ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim is the key to success of everything in this world and everything in the hereafter. Why? I am looking for a wife. I'm looking to get married. And I'm looking for the right choice. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide me onto the straight path, so I don't make a mistake. I have to appear in the court and I'm looking for a lawyer. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide me onto the straight path, so I find the right lawyer. I am ill, I am sick, I need to go and see a doctor. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide me onto the straight path. I am looking for a job, I am jobless. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide me onto the straight path. I am looking for your love. Ihdina as-sirat. Guide me onto the straight path. I am looking for Jannah. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide me onto the straight path. I am looking to buy a house. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide me onto the straight path.
إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعين بالله. I am concluding now. Three parts. Three parts. Kullukum dallun. You are all away from the straight path. But that person whom I guide, fastahduni. Therefore, ask for guidance from me. Ahdikum, I will guide you onto the straight path. Kullukum ja'e, all of you are hungry. Illa man atamtu, but that person whom I feed. Fastat'imuni ut'imkum, ask food from me and I will feed you. There is ample food on the dasturkhan, but no appetite at breakfast time, I can't eat. No appetite at lunch time, I can't eat. Sometimes no appetite for 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months. I can't eat. Because Allah does not want you to eat. I am the one who feeds people. All of you are hungry except for that person who I feed. So ask for food from me and I will feed you. Kullukum arim. All of you are naked. Illa man kasawtu. Except for those people whom I clothe. Fastaksuni aksukum. So ask for clothes from me and I will clothe you. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to us in this hadith Qudsi? That the most insignificant of your needs, I fulfill, it is only I. So ask for everything from me. Now I am concluding. The final part of the hadith is, أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَلِيشْتَمَعَةَ. If the whole ummah unites, أَلَا إِنْ يَنْفَرُكَ بِشَيْءٍ. If they unite to try and make a little bit of benefit reach you, لَمْ يَنْفَرُكَ, they will not be able to benefit you. إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. But that portion, that much, which Allah has decreed for you. And if the whole ummah unites, and the ummah law istamat ala yadhurruka bi shay'in, that they make harm reach you, a little bit of harm reach you, la yadhurruk, they will never be able to harm you, illa bi shay'in qad kataba Allah lak, but that much which Allah has decreed for you. Now put the three parts together. Ihfadillah yahfadk, ihfadillah tajid wa tijahak. Learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through authentic sources. Practice that ilm and propagate that ilm.
And why is doing this? Learning ilm through authentic sources. Practicing that ilm which you have acquired through authentic sources. And why is propagating that ilm that you have acquired through authentic sources? You may find that people are displeased with you. And nobody wants to help you. They want to alienate you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, don't worry if they alienate you. Remain on haq. Don't worry about being alienated. Remain on haq. Because it is Allah who fulfills your needs, not the people. If the whole of Barbados alienates you because you are on haq, remain on haq. Because they have not alienated you, they have alienated themselves from the Creator. And the Creator is with you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reminding us that remember, nobody can cause you harm and nobody can cause you benefit without the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So learn the truth through authentic sources, practice that truth, propagate that truth come what may. Do not pay attention to Zaid, Umar, Bakr. Remain firm. Always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is He who causes harm, it is He who causes benefit. Hardam Allah, Allah kar, noor se apna seena bhar. Hardam Allah, Allah kar, at all times, with your tongue, with your heart and mind, remember Allah, 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 remember Allah. Hardam Allah, Allah kar, noor se apna seena bhar. And with this special relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enlighten your heart with the noor of the love and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you have done that, jiye to uska hokar ji, mare to uska hokar mar. Then you will live that life which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will die that death which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.